What is the great benefit that we can take it from the rule of fasting in Ramadan? And other fasting also is included. The answer is, my dear brothers and sisters, you must realize first, all rules in Islam is for the sake of your benefit, not others' benefit. It's for the sake of your benefit. Allah Jalla wa Ala make the wajibat and the obligate rules for us to follow because it benefits us. And He make the forbidden rules for us to avoid because it harms us. So, whatever is obligate on you, it's to benefit you. And whatever is forbidden for you, because it harms you. From here you understand. You must understand this qaida that I gave it to you just now. It's a qaida which is included in the fiqh, but before that it's a qaida manhajiyya. It's a principle in Islam. It doesn't matter you discover the benefit or you didn't discover it. Take it and do it. And it doesn't matter you discover the harm from the forbidden rules and or you didn't discover it. Avoid it because it's harm. General like that. So now we go in more details, but as a summary and what I give you, my dear brother, is just an example. What's the benefit that you can take from the rule of fasting? My dear brothers, we summarize the benefits to three different sides, go back to the individual Muslim, and three different sides go back to the community of Muslimin. Every single Muslim should achieve three great benefits minimally from the fasting. The first benefit go back to his religion and to his faith. The second benefit should go back to his manners and his attitudes. The third benefit should go back to his health. To his health. The first side regarding his religion, for sure, the fasting and the person doing his fasting will see that his iman is getting higher because his deeds is increasing. So for sure his iman will be increasing at the same time. And this is obvious. That's why you see in Ramadan how the normal people who they don't do a lot of good deeds in their normal days, in Ramadan they will add it. How many from the people they know only of reading the Quran and finish it all during the month of Ramadan only? Because of the fasting. Until the end, a lot of reasons. In general, it's a great encouragement for the people to practice a lot of deeds for him to be in fasting. Fasting, it push him to do a lot of deeds, good deeds. Second benefit, this is a great benefit, ya akhi, because when you meet your Lord, you will see how benefiting is what you did when you was alive during your fasting. And this is just an example. Second benefit, go back to his manners and his attitudes. My dear brothers and sisters, as you know, when the person is fasting, he will avoid the law of things that he used to do it in the normal days. For example, he will be more protective for his tongue. For example, he will be more protective for his private parts. For example, he will be more protective for him, from him harming others. He will be extra careful. Why? Because of the fasting. And they always say that statement with the Prophet ﷺ orders to say it, Allahumma inni saim. Oh my Lord, I'm in fasting. If someone swear you, like the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Hadith Hurairah of Sahihain, if someone swear you, if someone harm you, don't reply back to him. Just say, oh my Lord, I'm in fasting. Just to inform him that you are in fasting and you don't want to reply to him. Imagine when the person react by this way, how much from the wrong attitudes that he do it normally will be avoided because of his fasting. Another side, this is just as one example. Another example for the third side, which is things go back to his health, is regarding the diet. You must understand, my dear brother, that the diet is one of the main principles of good health for the humans. This is a fact among everyone have experience regarding anything connected with health. That's why even the disbelievers, they have their own fasting for sake of their health, not for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Imagine, my dear brother. That's why I give an example for my brothers, and I say, there is someone wrote in the benefits of the fasting called Muhammad Rashid Rida Rahimahullah Ta'ala. One of the people that Sheikh Albani praised him regarding some of his great statements and researches So in one of his research, he said he wrote a lot of research came from a medical people that which they came from the West, they wasn't Muslims, and they said in this kind of research, if you fast 1 month every year, it's enough for you for the whole year to be in a good health and to balance your body, to balance your body and to balance your health regarding the food inside your body. Something like that. The point is, my dear brothers and sisters, is a fact. And not just from today, it's from the old day. I give the testimony of those people not to believe on it. It's just an example. The diet, like Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala said, one of the three foundations of a good health for the human. And the fasting, it's a diet, but for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. It's a diet, but at the same time, it's a worship. So imagine. So same thing, these three things will be moved to the communities. And imagine when everybody practicing the fasting with this kind of thinking and this kind of understanding regarding which kind of benefit they can achieve from the fasting. When all of them they practice together, how our communities will be great, and how our lands will be better than how it is without the fasting. So my dear brothers and sisters, just give an example to understand the benefit that we can achieve from the fasting. The main thing, my dear brothers, when you practice the ibadat, we give dua to Allah Azza wa Jal that He make us achieve these benefits. So maybe He will have mercy on us and He will grant us tawfiq in it. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.